local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and the gang's all here. The full crew is back. It is a Monday, and we're ready to roll. High today, 94. Right now, 75. More from Dr. Bill and our forecast coming up right after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no wrecks in the roadways. Pretty quiet start so far this morning. As you're traveling over the Bayway, the Causeway from Daphne and Spanish Fort, but a good start from the 1065 split. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Get details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast expect mostly sunny skies. Today will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, hot again with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Right, 608, FM Talk 106.5, and yeah, traffic flowing smoothly and crossing 65 on Airport, no problem now. We told you last week, of course, starting on Friday, they were closing down sections of Airport Boulevard over 65, and it was going to be possibly 10 days of that, but now it's open, way ahead of schedule. So, you know, as I tell the kids out there, the children out there, and some of those children are in their 40s, but the old under-promise and over-deliver never fails.
Aldott was a clutch player.
Yeah, and they said that McElhenney Construction Company on Twitter, they said thank you for McElhenney Construction Company for their efforts in expediting the work to minimize traffic impacts. Great job. And once again, learning lesson here for business, school, whatever you're doing, be realistic with your promises, maybe even under-promise, and then make sure to over-deliver, and then people talk about you and celebrate you. So, word to the wise.
Yeah, I'd say that's the best way to make sure everyone's happy, but there's probably someone out there that's upset it only took 2 days.
Right. There, you know, you're right. So, speaking of which, those complaints usually come into the text line at 343-0106. As you hear the voice of Dalton Orwig, he is back from a trip to the center of the United States. Well, that's actually Salina, Kansas. Is the thing, but you were close to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm back with that Branson tan. It's not that different from the Mobile tan, actually.
We missed you.
It means you're blinding me with that.
Had a great week with the family, for sure.
I can't wait. We're going to review Branson through the eyes of Dalton Orwig coming up in just a little bit. Right now, we're going to check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. And seriously, we missed you.
Oh,
I mean, things
I
are just
guys.
Not the same without you. Just so you know.
So much nicety. And now it's making me ill.
I'm the nicer one over here.
That's for sure.
All right. You know, condolences continue to pour in on social media in the death of Bridget Gentry Marshall. Attorney General Steve Marshall's office confirmed, "We are saddened to report that Bridget Marshall, wife of Attorney General Steve Marshall, passed away this morning after a long struggle with mental illness. Bridget was a devoted and much-beloved daughter, wife, and mother. We ask that the people of Alabama keep the Marshall family in their prayers during the most difficult time." You know, times like this is really when you see the true colors of people, because it's not about the political race. It's about remembering a woman gone too soon. We're going to get more information as to what happened. But Troy King, Steve Marshall's challenger in the race for Attorney General, he released a statement Sunday morning where he decided to pause his campaign in honor of what has happened. He says, "We offer our deepest sympathies and heartfelt prayers for Attorney General Steve Marshall and his family, and pray that God's grace and peace and hope will enfold and sustain them. He has paused his campaign and ordered that his campaign's advertising be stopped. As for Bridget, she attended Sneed State Community College. On Facebook, she said she was a homemaker, a wife, and a mom, and volunteer at Marshall County Christmas Coalition Hospice of Marshall County. She leaves behind a daughter named Faith, who attends Jacksonville State University." And the next time I update the story, I'll tell you what Governor Ivey had to say in the passing of Steve Marshall's wife. Closer to home, Mobile Police searching for a man. They need your help. This man is wanted in the fatal shooting of a 37-year-old man. 34-year-old Ernesto Fox is wanted on allegations that he fatally shot 37-year-old Joe Dickerson back on April 9th. That shooting happened on Pritchard Avenue. If you have information which could assist in this investigation, call Mobile Police, 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. 612, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, Dr. Bill will talk about our forecast for today. A cool wave coming. Only 95 or so for the high today. Yesterday, can you believe that? Yesterday was the first heat advisory of the year. Mm-mm. It's been, to use some technical term here, it's been stupid hot a whole bunch already in the month of June. But yesterday, the first day for a real heat advisory. We'll find out more about that from Dr. Bill. Yes, stupid hot. You look it up in the books. It's there. I swear.
Totally.
And take a look at the tropics as well. That's coming up at 6:35. Y'all stay close.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Congressman Bradley Byrne is heading to the Secretary of Homeland Security's office this morning to raise concerns over an immigrant tent city in Alabama. Last week, a Department of the Navy memo leaked, which unveiled a plan to house 25,000 refugees in Baldwin County. They would be placed in 2 locations, one near Robertsdale, the other in Orange Beach. Congressman Byrne says the infrastructure, water, electricity, and sewer cannot sustain that many people.
Bringing them all the way over to Alabama in a field near the coast in hurricane season is not a good way to detain people.
The GOP challenger in the race for attorney general has suspended his campaign after news broke Sunday that AG Steve Marshall's wife has died. The attorney general's office confirms Bridget Marshall died after a long struggle with mental illness. She was 45 years old. Foley police busted a man with a homemade bomb over the weekend. He faces other charges as well. Thomas Abadi was arrested Friday. Police say he confessed to having a homemade bomb. He's being held on a $12,000 bond. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning. It's 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2018 College World Series finals are set, with the University of Arkansas preparing to face Oregon State tonight in Game 1 of the best of 3 series. The Razorbacks advanced to the championship with a 5-2 win over the top-ranked Florida Gators on Friday night. It'll be the second time in Arkansas's history that the baseball team will compete in the finals. Their first go-round, the Razorbacks lost to Cal State Fullerton back in 1979. Oregon State beat Mississippi State twice over the weekend to advance to the Beavers' first World Series final since 2007. The Beavers were facing elimination when they defeated the Bulldogs 12-2 on Friday and again 5-2 on Saturday. Oregon State lost their World Series opener to North Carolina and then won four games in 6 days to advance. Game one in Omaha is set for tonight at 6 p.m. You can catch the action on ESPN. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears won three in a row at home over the Tennessee Smokies after dropping the first game of the series on Thursday night. The Bay Bears won 7-6 on a walk-off single in the ninth inning on Friday night. Mobile hit four home runs in a 14-4 win on Saturday and then dominated with three more homers in a 9-0 shutout win on Sunday. Tonight, the two teams meet for the fifth game of the six-game series. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. cruised to his third win of the season in the road course race at Sonoma on Sunday.
Rounding turn 11 and headed for home, Martin Truex scores his 18th career NASCAR Cup victory.
Truex made a risky move by waiting to pit several laps later than the rest of the contending drivers, and that move paid off with Truex passing Kevin Harvick with 20 laps to go. He led by nearly 24 seconds at that point, and then took it easy the rest of the way, finishing 10 seconds ahead of Harvick in second place. Clint Bowyer finished in third, followed by Chase Elliott in fourth. Through 16 races this season, Harvick leads the Cup Series standings with 5 wins. Kyle Busch is second with 4 wins. Truex is third with 3, followed by Bowyer with 2 wins, and Joey Logano and Austin Dillon with 1 win each. This weekend, the series is at Chicagoland Speedway for the Overton's 400. On the PGA Tour, Bubba Watson came back from 6 shots down on Sunday to pass third-round leader Paul Casey and win the Travelers Championship for the third time. It was also Watson's third PGA Tour win this season. The Pensacola native finished the tournament at 17 under par, 3 shots ahead of Casey, Bo Hostler, J.B. Holmes, and another familiar name around here, Stuart Sink. Bubba was tied for the lead at 16 under going into the final hole when he drilled an approach shot to within 3 feet.
Oh, almost went in! What a shot from Bubba Watson looking for number 3 here at the Travelers.
He would make that birdie to go to 17 under, and no one would catch him the remainder of the day.
It's been an amazing ride my whole career, but this year has been outstanding.
Watson has the most wins of any player this year on the tour and sits in third place in the FedEx Cup rankings behind University of Alabama alum Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson in first place. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever, and Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests. She now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist, bureaucrat, swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician, he'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for lieutenant governor.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast expect mostly sunny skies. Today will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow hot again with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Join African percussionist and storyteller Mackenzie Jabolahan for two shows, Thursday, July 26th at 1 and 2:30 p.m. at the Tobinville Branch Library, 601 Stanton Road. He plays a variety of native African instruments and shares stories to enlighten, encourage, and entertain. Register by calling 438-7075. Jabolahan is founder of the Universal Childhood Enlightenment Council, chairman of Mobile Kwanzaa Committee, and founder of the RAFA Natural Health Institute.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working in a new accident. Sam, a car stalled southbound Schillinger Road at Cottage Hill Road, blocking the roadway. The car lost a tire. Wreckers are on the scene. Market in the Park is back again next Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. And the family's here. Gang's all here. We put the band back together. And Dalton is in the studio. Of course, Kelly and myself and you at 343-0106. And by the way, if you want to extend your weekend, you want to keep it going, do it with the original Oyster House. And I'll tell you what, you make the call. Foot of 59 in Gulf Shores or on the Mobile Bay Causeway. Choose one of them. Check them out for lunch or dinner today. Remember also, folks with the military, Military Mondays. You bring your ID, wear your uniform, get a 10% discount on your lunch or dinner at either location of the original Oyster House. Military Mondays every Monday of the year as they give back to our community with great, great deals. And, of course, for the rest of us civilians, great seafood as well. And they do that 7 days a week. Check them out. Original Oyster House online at originaloysterhouse.com. Oh, speaking of fish, too, I've got today's National Day coming up in a second. A specific kind of fish.
Oh, boy. Mm.
Today is a specific kind of fish's day as declared by Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. We'll get to that here shortly. Ronald Reagan declaring a certain fish day. And
that's a tease.
We'll talk about it and talk about how to celebrate it. Now, we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, gentlemen. Welcome back, Dalton.
Thanks,
Good
Kelly.
To see you. I can't wait to hear these stories about Branson.
Yes.
Having lived in Kansas City for 3 years, I can't wait to hear this. Don't laugh.
Of course not.
What? Okay.
No, Branson makes me laugh. I've been there. I've got stories.
Not a lot of stories coming out of Branson.
But it was good quality time. Okay, so just in time for the new work week, construction work all wrapped up in that bridge deck work on Airport Boulevard. There is even a sign I saw this morning coming into work which says, quote, ramp open. Why are we cheering? Why are we cheering? Well, we told you about the construction project last Friday. ALDOT said it would last 10 days, but the project only took 2 days. Alabama Department of Transportation tweeted out, "We are excited to report all lanes on Airport Boulevard and I-65 are open. Thank you for everyone for your patience." They even thanked the construction company for their efforts in expediting the work to minimize traffic impacts. Great job. Believe it or not, another deadline to register to vote is looming. If you want to vote in the July 17th runoff election, the deadline to register is Monday, July the 2nd. Voters, that's you, that's me, that's us. We can all register online through the Alabama Secretary of State's office. You can also download a registration form and mail it to their county board of registrars, or you can go visit your local library. So state law sets the deadline to register as the 15th day before an election. The general election is November the 6th. And news out of Okaloosa County, Florida, as authorities are searching for a man connected to a deadly shooting involving an Uber driver. The victim has been identified as 29-year-old Philip Kirillov. He was shot dead in his vehicle around 6:30 in the morning on Santa Rosa Boulevard. Deputies believe that he was killed sometime between 4 and 6 a.m. A motive has not yet been determined, but the sheriff's office, they've released a surveillance camera image of the person of interest, and they're asking anyone if they notice anything suspicious in that area of Santa Rosa Boulevard in Nautilus Court to call the sheriff's office. You can call Crime Stoppers at 850-863-TIPS. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 625, FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Check out our three big things and stories we'll talk about today with you. Also on our to-do list is to get the recount of Branson. Let me ask you this.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we're getting ready to leave for, if there were twin cities of eating establishments and similar kind of entertainment, you went to one of them, you just got back from Branson, and we're getting ready to go to Gatlinburg.
These two are so similar.
Man. Yes.
Very, very similar, except there's a bigger lake in Branson than there is in Gatlinburg.
And Table Rock Lake.
Yeah. Table Rock Lake, which was beautiful, and we rented a house. So my grandma, she's from Arkansas, and they vacationed in the past, I'm talking 15 years ago and before, in Branson, but she had the great idea, get the Orwigs together for Father's Day, so I got to hang out with my grandpa, my dad, my uncle, both uncles that I have, and that was the plan. We spent a whole week. Of course, everybody had exactly what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And fortunately for everyone, there's a variety show for everyone in Branson.
Yes, sir.
And so I think we went to a variety show every night. Some good comedians, some bad comedians, really bad comedians.
Is Yakov Smirnoff still there?
No, Yakov Smirnoff. And you recommended that I go to a certain place.
Soji Tabuchi, who was a Japanese fiddle player, and I couldn't believe it with his talent. You said the place was shuttered up and for sale.
Real estate signs everywhere. Well, and this was the only place
Sean
recommended.
Was it awkward, like not funny awkward or just uncomfortable?
Well, they were playing to their crowd. I'll give them that. And sometimes the crowd
don't we all?
In Branson, a little bit older than some of the comedy that I enjoy.
Oh, come on. The median age in Branson is death. Half the population.
We definitely, I think the best joke, one of the comedians/magicians, he's
love it.
It appeared that people, some of the people in the crowd weren't enjoying his jokes, which this guy actually was. But he said, "You can't sit there with your arms folded here in Branson because we can't tell the difference if you're dead or just disappointed, and we may have to bury you if you keep your arms crossed like that." But there were certainly some good times there.
So this guy's a magician and a comedian, like a Swiss Army knife of entertainment.
Yeah, and lots of tap dancers in Branson. Yeah. Every show involved tap dancers. It seemed
that's good. They need business,
and lots of pancake houses.
Is this near Silver
Dollar? That's like Gatlinburg.
Silver Dollar City.
Yeah, we passed by Silver Dollar City. Mm-hmm. It was very busy every single day. We decided we'll just have to wait and come back some winter and do Silver Dollar City.
There you go.
So, I don't think you want to be in Missouri during the winter.
Or as Dad called it, my dad from there, Missouri. Or Misery.
Mm. Yep.
Misery. All right, coming right back.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. South Alabama officials say they will bus supporters of their plans for a new stadium to Tuesday's city council meeting. They want to show city leaders there's backing for the proposed $10 million investment by the city in an on-campus stadium. The announcement follows Mayor Sandy Stimpson's letter pushing the council to approve the money. The payments would be broken up into $500,000 a year for 20 years. The mayor has said the city should convert all financial resources to the new USA Stadium and stop funding Ladd People Stadium. The city council will have the final say. A house fire broke out in West Mobile Sunday morning. It happened at Heritage Drive East around 9 o'clock. Mobile Fire Rescue officials say the fire was contained in the kitchen. No one was at home at the time. Nearly two dozen people sought shelter after a fire broke out at a Fort Walton Beach condo. The fire destroyed several units at the Pier 1 condominiums on Pelham Road Sunday morning. Okaloosa County deputies assisted with evacuation and crowd control. There were no injuries reported. No word yet on what started that fire. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered on Ram trucks. Now finance and get a starting MSRP of $27,240 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive dependability. And right now, finance and get a starting MSRP of $27,240 on the 2018 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4x2 after all cash allowances. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond, and hurry to your local Ram dealer today. MSRP based on Ram 1500 Tradesman model with MSRP of $32,740. Excludes tax, title, registration, and license fees. Manufacturer's total cash allowance equals $5,500. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Not compatible with lease offers. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. but now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's...
President Trump had an active Sunday as the nation focused on illegal immigration. Correspondent Abby Phillip reports he tweeted about several things,
including calling for the U.S. to deport immigrants without any court proceedings at all. He railed against the U.S. immigration system and referred to what he called an invasion of, quote, these people into our country.
As for the thousands of children separated from their parents at the border, Defense Secretary James Mattis says the Pentagon is working with Homeland Security to build temporary camps at two military bases to house immigrants.
The details are being worked out between our staffs, exactly how much capacity they need at the two bases, what kind of other facilities they need built.
China says it will do more to control the supply of the super narcotic fentanyl that Americans can buy online. But Beijing also says the U.S. should do more to reduce America's demand for the drug. I'm Evan Haney.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. Before AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson set his sights on Time Warner Incorporated, he expressed interest in acquiring CBS and met with Shari Redstone, the executive whose family controls the media company. The Wall Street Journal says at the New York meeting in 2016, Redstone told Stephenson she wasn't interested in a deal. Sources say Redstone didn't inform the CBS board or its chairman and CEO, Leslie Moonves, of Stephenson's approach. Johnson & Johnson has announced a new lineup of executives as the health product company's number two leader prepares to depart. Sandra Peterson, J&J's number two the past 6 years, plans to retire October 1st. The 59-year-old had led J&J's efforts to turn around its consumer health business, struggling with recalls. More recently, she had overseen a restructuring of J&J's medical device business. Crude oil trading at $68.79 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to broad losses after stocks closed mixed Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so I used a term earlier that my co-host here thought maybe I told them it was a technical term that I had learned in the past that was stupid hot yesterday, but I don't know if that's actually... It was... I don't know what it actually was, and you're going to tell us, but for some reason yesterday it hit me hard.
Yeah, well, it... It was 93 degrees for official high yesterday, but with the humidity, the heat index reached 106 out at the airport. And down to Brooklyn, where the humidity was even higher, closer to the bay, it was up to 108.
Yeah.
Heat index. We're going to see figures like that again today. Right now, we've got a high pressure system over us that's reducing the number of thunderstorms, just very widely scattered. And that's going to allow plenty of sunshine and, of course, another hot day, up around 94 to 95 degrees this afternoon, and the heat index at least up to 106. Tonight, mostly clear. I expect a little about 75 tonight. And then tomorrow, another hot day again, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, and we'll be up around 95, and the heat index could be a little bit higher, perhaps up to 107 for tomorrow. As for the rest of the week, for Wednesday, at least into the low 90s with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Same for Thursday. And then Friday, plenty of sunshine with afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. And looking way ahead to the weekend, not much of a change. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures in the low to mid 90s. So it's going to be a hot week and plenty of humidity. And that heat index will be over 100 each day this week, and in many cases it'll be over 105.
Wow. All right. What about the tropics, Dr. Bill? What you watching there?
Well, really pretty good right now. Just a few scattered thunderstorms. I don't see anything organized at this time, so we're certainly safe for today and most likely tomorrow. Don't expect anything to develop.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast throughout the morning, the midday, afternoon show, and all hurricane season long. Check in for tropical weather updates. A man's got the PhD in it. All right, 637 FM Talk 1065. Check out our website, Three Big Things. Stories trended this morning. Sad news reported starting yesterday as news came out. The Alabama Attorney General's wife is dead. Steve Marshall's wife is Bridget Gentry Marshall, dead at age 45. Also, story up, Trump administration may put 25,000 immigrants in a tent camp in Baldwin County. Seems like deja vu all over again, doesn't it? We'll talk about that. And the University of South Alabama will be busing supporters to city council meeting for the new stadium. That's happening tomorrow. Talk about all those coming up. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got a broke-down vehicle. Schillinger and Three Notch. He just lost a tire in the middle of the roadway. The car's being pulled into the parking lot. Traffic flow looks good beyond that for the 1065 split. No delays downtown for the tunnels are coming in for the Eastern Shore. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. At Abama Flooring on Highway 59 in Somerdale, they have all the flooring they can handle our everyday disasters. Call 989-9911 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning. It is 6:39 on your Monday morning. Saturday, U.S. Coast Guard here in Mobile, Sector Mobile, rescued 9 people from a sinking boat. How about that? U.S. Coast Guard rescued those aboard about 115 nautical miles south of Destin on Saturday. So watchstanders at Coast Guard Sector Mobile, they received a call about 9 p.m. on Friday of a 61-foot sport fisher boat taking on water. According to the USCG report, passengers were manually bailing the water and using dewatering pumps delivered by an HC-144 Ocean Sentry fixed-wing aircrew from Coast Guard Aviation Training Center Mobile, as well as a radio. And they say all people on board, I love this, they were wearing life jackets. They had two life rafts prepared, a satellite phone, an emergency position indicating radio beacon, and various sounds and signaling devices. Coast Guard was able to assist the distressed mariners due to the EPIRB.
EPIRBs, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew you would hook me up.
Yep.
Being activated and a satellite phone being used to contact someone on land. And they located them due to the sound and signaling devices. Also, crews from Clearwater, New Orleans, and Good Samaritans also assisted. I love the Good Samaritans vessel, their name of the vessel, Brace Yourself.
Good stuff. As rough as it was on Saturday, it was time to brace yourself.
Yeah, that's why they say semper par. Score one, or should I say 80, for the Saraland Police Department. They seized 80 pounds of marijuana last Thursday during a routine traffic stop on I-65. The driver of the vehicle was arrested and will be charged with, guess what, trafficking marijuana.
You said that wasn't personal consumption, 80 pounds?
Maybe because the drugs were sealed in individually wrapped bags, which are generally used for street sales. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
What if they, to fool law enforcement, if they did, like, when you go to, like, Sam's or Costco and buy a big thing, and then it says labeled on it, not for individual sale, you know, like a fruit roll-ups or whatever, if they just did that for the marijuana, not for individual sale. All right. Yes, big thank you to the members of the Coast Guard, and I know people have gotten to watch the Air Sea Rescue during the Mobile Boat Show that they do. That's the kind of stuff that we can see up close and personal that our Coast Guard members are doing in the Gulf and Atlantic and Pacific and inland waters as well, you know, that local Alabama Marine Police and others are doing. So this is real good work, and it's good to get a tip of the hat. I think it's the Emerald Coast Classic Billfish Tournament. I'm guessing a 61-foot sport fisher probably was involved in that tournament that left out of Destin over the weekend. And you mentioned the EPIRB. Just a side note here, even though on a big sport fisherman you have the room, and most likely if you have that boat you have the money to have satellite phones and your ditch bags and your raft and all that, but very affordable. I'm a small, you know, I have a 23-foot center console boat that we fish in the Gulf in, and I have a personal EPIRB system as well that I use, that I can, if need be, hit a button, geolocate to the Coast Guard, even if you're out of range of VHF, you have no way to communicate with, or you are, you know, no cell phone communication. It's even better than those spot systems that track you. This is a one button thing you use in a real emergency, and it gives you an exact location for the Coast Guard to come look for you, start looking for you, because you're probably going to drift. Obviously make sure you have your life jackets, your throwables, but have the electronics. The prices come so far down on this stuff. It's really reasonable for regular boaters to get this stuff and keep it on board, keep it in a dry box, and make sure you keep it handy, though. Keep it above deck.
Well, I hope you never have to use your EPIRB.
Me too. And it's, yes, it's one of those things. There's a couple things in my life I have, and I keep close that I hope I never have to use, and that is definitely one of them. All right, 644
nice.
FM Talk 106.5. And I mentioned today was National Something Day.
Oh, boy.
And it was a fish. And it was made this way in June 25th of 1987 by a presidential proclamation that went before Congress.
See, I was going to say koi fish, but if Reagan did it, it wouldn't have been koi fish.
And 87, this actually figures in with Alabama history to some degree. Folks in the Black Belt will know what I'm talking about, as you saw the proliferation of catfish ponds popping up, and you still see them in Hale County and Dallas County. You'll see them in Marengo County some, where they built these catfish ponds because catfish got to be such a big thing for people to eat in the United States. And that industry started, and it's kind of gone on the bust cycle a little bit. But this was declared, I'm sure, because of catfish producers back in 1987, June 25th, National Catfish Day. How do you observe? Well, you eat catfish, y'all.
Perfect.
I mean, some people will grill it. I like it fried. know that catfish are also a good source of vitamin D. Mm. So you can either get in the sunshine or you can eat catfish. Or if you get in the sunshine and eat catfish at the same time, double up your vitamin D. Mm-hmm. By the way, in the United States, the most commonly eaten species are the channel cat and the blue cat. Although you can get you a flathead, pretty good too as well. We got lots of catfish and big ones in our rivers here along the Gulf Coast. So National Catfish Day, and we celebrate here with some Tennessee Ernie Ford, and we'll be right back.
Woke up this morning about 4:30. Who'd I see tiptoeing across my floor? My ever-loving baby with a rod in her hand, heading for the creek called Catfish Land. She yelled at me and said, "Get up, son, come along with me and let's have some fun." I grabbed my britches and a long cane pole, headed for the red-hot catfish hole.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Congressman Bradley Byrne is heading to the Secretary of Homeland Security's office this morning to raise concerns over an immigrant tent city in Alabama. Last week, a Department of the Navy memo leaked, which unveiled a plan to house 25,000 refugees in Baldwin County. They would be placed in two locations, one near Robertsdale, the other in Orange Beach. Congressman Byrne says the infrastructure, water, electricity, and sewer cannot sustain that many people.
Bringing them all the way over to Alabama in a field near the coast in hurricane season, it's not a good way to detain people.
The GOP challenger in the race for attorney general has suspended his campaign after news broke Sunday that AG Steve Marshall's wife has died. The attorney general's office confirms Bridget Marshall died after a long struggle with mental illness. She was 45 years old. Foley police busted a man with a homemade bomb over the weekend. He faces other charges as well. Thomas Abadi was arrested Friday. Police say he confessed to having a homemade bomb. He's being held on a $12,000 bond. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2018 College World Series finals are set, with the University of Arkansas preparing to face Oregon State tonight in game one of the best of three series. The Razorbacks advanced to the championship with a 5-2 win over the top-ranked Florida Gators on Friday night. It'll be the second time in Arkansas's history that the baseball team will compete in the finals. Their first go-round, the Razorbacks lost to Cal State Fullerton back in 1979. Oregon State beat Mississippi State twice over the weekend to advance to the Beavers' first World Series final since 2007. The Beavers were facing elimination when they defeated the Bulldogs 12-2 on Friday and again 5-2 on Saturday. Oregon State lost their World Series opener to North Carolina and then won four games in 6 days to advance. Game one in Omaha is set for tonight at 6 p.m. and you can catch the action on ESPN. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears won three in a row at home over the Tennessee Smokies after dropping the first game of the series on Thursday night. The Bay Bears won 7-6 on a walk-off single in the ninth inning on Friday night. Then Mobile hit four home runs in a 14-4 win on Saturday and dominated with three more homers and a 9-0 shutout win on Sunday. Tonight, the two teams meet for the fifth game of the six-game series. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. cruised to his third win of the season in the road course race at Sonoma on Sunday.
Rounding turn 11 and headed for home, Martin Truex scores his 18th career NASCAR Cup victory.
Truex made a risky move by waiting to pit several laps later than the rest of the contending drivers, and that move paid off with Truex passing Kevin Harvick with 20 laps to go. He led by nearly 24 seconds at that point, and then took it easy the rest of the way, finishing 10 seconds ahead of Harvick in second place. Clint Bowyer finished in third, followed by Chase Elliott in fourth. On the PGA Tour, Bubba Watson came back from six shots down on Sunday to pass third-round leader Paul Casey and win the Travelers Championship for the third time. It was also Watson's third PGA Tour win this season. The Pensacola native finished the tournament at 17 under par, three shots ahead of Casey, Bo Hostler, J.B. Holmes, and another familiar name around here, Stuart Sink. Bubba was tied for the lead at 16 under going into the final hole when he drilled an approach shot to within 3 feet.
Almost went in. What a shot from Bubba Watson, looking for number three here at the Travelers.
He would make that next putt for a birdie to go 17 under, and no one would catch him the remainder of the day.
It's been an amazing ride my whole career, but this year has been outstanding.
Watson has the most wins of any player this year on the tour and sits in third place in the FedEx Cup standings behind University of Alabama alum Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson in first place. In the World Cup on Sunday, England defeated Panama 6-1 with Harry Kane netting a hat trick to take the lead in goals scored in this World Cup with five. England's now guaranteed a spot in the round of 16. Also Sunday, Japan and Senegal played to a 2-2 draw, and Colombia eliminated Poland with a 3-0 shutout win. 6:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning again, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start to the morning. A few accidents we've had have been minor and moved out the roadways pretty quick. And no delays coming in from the Eastern Shore. No delays as well from Range Line 90, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore looking good. Cart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A and 1 mile on the left. And they've got great deals right now on their used golf carts from Yamaha. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane on the way in with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast expect mostly sunny skies. Today will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow hot again with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
At 6:53, FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, too, some are better than others for another day and a half. 2 days here at Old Time Feed in Fairhope. Make sure you stop by, get your name in the registration box. We'll draw for a weekly winner coming up and then move the box again, all heading towards the grand prize, $5,500 worth of goodies for you in the Summer Better Than Others contest. Details on our website and social media. Now time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning. Listen to this. This is a story that will make you so angry. I promise you, it will. Listen, two women in charge of making the last days comfortable for those of hospice patients, they were arrested in Etowah County after police say they admitted to intentionally over-medicating a hospice patient who later died. 42-year-old Caroline Renee Burton and 34-year-old Brooke Tuck Ragsdale, both arrested Friday and charged with first-degree assault. The elderly female patient's name has not been released. But the two women worked at the Woodland Place Assisted Living in Southside, where Burton was the administrator. The victim's family contacted police saying that they believed that the patient was being over-medicated. The patient was taken to a local hospital. Lab work was conducted before she died. State officials are expected to begin their own investigation this week. As for both women, they remain in jail on a $50,000 bond. DA's office says that more charges may be pending. If you have a career-minded daughter, granddaughter, niece, cousin, they're invited to join the discussion today. The Teen Girls of Snook Youth Club are inviting teenagers to their workshop. It's entitled Small Talk, today at the Ben May Library. The career education workshop will be presented by Theola Bright. She's a former artist in residence for the state of Alabama. She's also an actor, a speaker, a vocalist, and a writer. That's today, 9:30 a.m. until 12 noon, and it's absolutely free. If you'd like more information, call 251-943-1483. So if your kids say there's nothing to do today, guess what? Take them to the library. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Or put them to work in the backyard.
Or both.
Yeah, that was always the danger.
We did that this weekend.
As did I. But I'm not working in the front yard. And by the way, I was waiting until this week to debut it, but some of my neighbors went ahead and moved forward on Facebook outing me. So from the folks at Robertsdale Power Equipment, I'm running the new Husqvarna 450SX, the automated lawnmower. It is like
awesome.
What a Roomba is to a house, this is to your yard. And it's been operating about a week and a half now at my house, and it mows my yard for me.
What do the pets think of this?
They're in the backyard. It's working in the front yard. So, yeah, we have not introduced the pets to it. Which, speaking of which, my pets, as you can see on Twitter, on my timeline, first thing this morning, about 3:30 this morning, it was German Shorthair, one of the Cavapoos versus Possum in the backyard. At which point, good thing I didn't have it in selfie mode because I was in my flip-flops and underwear during this goings-on. But the face...
Your neighbors got quite the treat this morning.
Yes, they did. So the face-off between the old dog and one of the young dogs and the young possum going on in the backyard. You can see that picture on my Twitter feed. Yeah, that's how my Monday started. Good stuff, huh? Nothing like dogs just raising cane at 3-something in the morning.
Surely they weren't quiet or anything.
I mean, they were losing it. The old, but listen, I've had issues over the years with the possum. The time the possum got in the dog kennel.
Oh my God.
The outside dog kennel was in the doghouse. And so, and I go out, my dog was in it. I have this dog run that I don't ever put the dog in because she needs to roam around. It's just there in case she acts up or something, which she doesn't do. So the possum got in the doghouse, and I had to get inside the kennel and try to convince a possum that's inside a doghouse to get out.
Fun stuff.
And I think that was on a Monday morning, too. That's like a theme here. 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings, coming your way next.